Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC, located on top of unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory. This is the second last doc of CITR Doc Season 2. If you've been following this year's doc series, you'll know there have been some fantastic listens. Just look up CITR Docs on Stitcher or iTunes to find the past documentaries, or go to citr.ca/docs. So what you're about to hear is a mini-doc from Saqib Ghuman, who wanted to explore the climate of hip-hop in Vancouver during the 90s. This is a period when a lot of things were happening, and also when a lot of the people who are influential in the hip-hop community of Vancouver today were making their start. Some on campus radios, like CITR 11.9 FM. This was always meant to be a series of reflections, of samples, not something meant to encompass Vancouver, Lower Mainland, Victoria, West Coast, etc. hip-hop. So as it stands right now, what we do have are a series of reflections, a series of thoughts about the state of hip-hop in Canada today and back during the day from people who were there. This is Van City Waves. Please enjoy. What do you think of when you hear Canadian music? Nowadays, people might think of Drake, K-Non, The Weeknd. Even though Canada has been the source of some of the most popular hip-hop talent of the past many years, the country is under-recognized in terms of contribution. And to recognize this means going beyond the megastars. You know that ghost is me. What do you think about when you hear the names Brevner, Mushroom Studios, DJ Kylo C, Craig Kush, Maestro Fresh West, Swollen Members? This is an incredibly small, incredibly modest selection of the hip-hop talent which have made Vancouver a hidden hotspot for decades. Getting money's all that we know. Being broke won't cut it. Ride around with that blow. Got my chain on, but I tucked it. Keep my eyes out for them po. This is Brevner, by the way. The song you're about to hear is a bit more old school. It's called Northern Touch, and it's by a Vancouver outfit called The Rascals from the 90s. Yo, we notorious, huh? Ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals checkmate, calling down the thrust. Shot clear, coming down with the Northern Touch, yo. Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals checkmate, calling down the thrust. Shot clear, coming down with the Northern. Take a touch, tricky baby. Check the lingo, we spread throughout the atmosphere. So distinctive, no other style comes near. So when you hear, you got to peer over the ledge to get a glance, to know who is the man with the talent. Flipping the words like my body on the apparatus. Sky's the limit, so we're bound to break through the stratus. With these rhymes and a classic. Forget the fads or the fashion. Statements I make on the microphone. Hey, yo, world domination. Released in 1998, Northern Touch features Checkmate, Cardinal Official, Thrust, and Choclair. The song was a mega hit, responsible for thrusting Canada into the hip-hop spotlight with a melange of artists from across the country. Subsequently, Rascal's album Cash Crop, powered by the chart-topping success of Northern Touch, won a Juno for Best Rap Recording. However, Rascal's refused the award in protest, as the rap category was consigned to the non-televised portion of the Junos, along with the technical awards. This was 1998. And through all this time, Canadian hip-hop has been made to argue for its merits. CITR producer Saqib Ghuman sought to hear some of the voices from people who were there during this embattled and vibrant period. This is Van City Waves, featuring interviews with DJ Flipout and Jay Swin. We're going back to the 90s now, periods at which Jay Swing and DJ Flipout were programmers at CITR 11.9 FM. Here's Flipout now.
My favorite memories of the show at CITR, Checkmate, and Jay Swing were getting super drunk. That's my favorite memories, is getting hammered. Also, like, just playing brand new music. Jay Swing would bring his turntables from White Rock. We'd load them up in his car. He'd pick me up in Burnaby. He'd pick up Checkmate in Surrey. And we'd come to UBC and do the show, and we just talk shit, talk about music mostly. We also used to do this thing. The intro of the show was me and Checks rapping for like 4 bars each. So we change it every week. I actually called out a rival crew in my rap, which was QC, which was Prev and Mocha and Bird and the Twins dudes, Splitsphere. These dudes, I called them out at the beginning of my radio show, which ended up turning into a battle between me and Prev, and I won. And that battle took place at El Famoso, put on by G-Man and Risk. And the DJ that played the music for the battle was Kilo C. So Flip Out versus Prevail with Kilo C at G-Man and Risk's night. Flip Out won. It's my only claim to fame. I beat Prev in a battle. Who can say that?
Each piece of methodical movement is measured like a machinist. My genius seems cast with a bevel. Right Northern Passage, Thunderbird dive bomb. The wonderful world of words formed from cuneiform. Born in a field of corn before Malachi. Duracell, Procell, balance level alkaline. Y'all look like pantomime escaping a glass box. Black and white.
This is Northern Passage by Prevail. And here's Jay Swin.
Yeah, I was going out with a girl at the time that went to UBC. And I used to work for the Burnaby School Board. So I'd work all summer and spring, summer, and fall, but then we get winters off. So when we get winters off, I would just go hang out with her out at UBC. But I didn't go to UBC, I was just out there. So I remember one day I read a interview with Leaders of the New School, and Busta Rhymes was saying how Chuck D from Public Enemy told him that if you wanted to get into the music biz, then to get involved in college radio. So I was like, like a light bulb went off over my head. So I went down to CITR and I just was like, and eventually they gave me a show. So, you know, that's kind of how the show got started. And then as far as once we got the shows, it's like Checkmate and Flip were the two guys that I wanted to host because they were obvious choices. So from there, that was like end of 93 or 94, end of 93 into 94. And that's kind of like how Flip and I started. Like we just figured out our radio chops live on air. Did it. I didn't even talk back then. Flip Out and Checkmate did all the talking. I did all the music.
Oh, my feeling on Canadian hip-hop now is it's amazing. It's been amazing for a minute. Canadian music is pretty friggin' amazing in the hip-hop world, too. And the producers that come out of Canada are the best producers in the world. K-Tronada basically changed the sound of music, you know what I mean? Pomo, Ikali, these guys killing it. You know, Chin produced Grammy award-winning albums, you know, with Eminem. And the homie Grand Theft as well is coming up. And Grand Theft just told me the other day, he said when he's in Cali, when he's in the States, and he tells people where he's from, they're like, he's based in Toronto now, he's from Toronto. They're like, yo, he says, everybody always says, yo, all the dope is coming out of Canada. All the dope is coming out of Toronto. And that's why he was especially cheesed at Junos. They're like, he's in the States, and they're bigging up Toronto, and then the Canadian Grammys is shitting on everything that has made Canadian music popular outside of the country.
One time for your mind. Kiss is not a test. This is an emergency. 20 people, this is what I need you to do. Get on the dance floor.
Before you cross the border, better have your shit in order. Cause
members of the Rascals, Rascal Click, Red One, and Misfit, and Chemo, and Zebby, and Deados. Yeah, I mean, as far as Vancouver goes, you know, EQ, like I mentioned, was up on stage doing it, but Rascals were the first ones to really put it together, and the Rascals were the first ones to get out of Vancouver and represent this city, and like really put the city on their back and be all about Vancouver. They're the first ones to really put out records, tour, and step out like that. Swollen Members was, you know, right there with them, but you know, it was the Rascals, man. Like, they're the ultimate Vancouver hip-hop crew, from B-Boys, Deados and Zebby, to, you know, Chemo DJing, to the MCs, Fit and Red One, to like the Graph aspect with AA crew. Like, that's it right there.
Northern Touch, Rascals, Thrust, Shocklair, Checkmate. That was this Tribe Called Quest scenario version for us in Vancouver, in Canada, actually. I brought both coasts together. That was the brainchild of Sol G. Came from a J-Swing mixtape. The beat was made by Chemo. It was a freestyle on a J-Swing mixtape. And Sol G had the idea, like, let's make this an actual song. Cardinal Official on the chorus. that was the jam that really brought East West together. It brought the Canadian hip hop scene kind of together because it was very Toronto centric at that time, and it really brought the West Coast in there. Checks and Rascals held it down. The thing that happened with the Rascals not accepting their Juno was, they took a stand. Like, that is the most gangster shit you could do. Is like, here's an award, guys. And then they're like, we don't want the award because you guys have not televised the rap segment of this show, Juno Committee. And that was in like 1998. And we are in 2017. And the Junos this year did not televise any rap. They f***ing did not recognize any of the international megastars that came out of Canada. To not recognize what Canada is doing on a worldwide scale is just ridiculous to me. And still, not televising the rap category in 2017. So we're talking about, you know, you're using this Northern Touch or the thing with the Rascals to be kind of the bumper, you know, with your documentary. And this year, the same is still happening. So nothing has been, nothing, we haven't gone anywhere. We haven't moved forward at all.
Because it wasn't getting recognized. You know what I mean? And here's a group that's winning, like, the biggest award they can win in Canada for their genre, and they decide to not accept it because of how their genre is looked at in the country. And it definitely opened up a lot of people's eyes. I feel like urban music is still, and the hip-hop especially, is still kind of getting that treatment from the Junos. Like, you know, watch the Juno telecast. There's not a whole lot on there when it comes to hip-hop. But the fact that they did that and raised awareness and put, you know, created the dialogue is, you know, something that I think more people need to think about when it comes to fighting for what they believe in as opposed to just getting the trophies. Trophies are cool too, though. Don't get me wrong.
Collect the effect of hip-hop within my time frame. Used to rockin' the beats non-stop. Now it's a mind game, underground. Straight up and down is what I want. MCs be switching sounds like the flavors of the month. What's next? To respect on the reels. Ain't no telling, no use trying to line. I ain't buying what they selling. Let's go back to the days when microphones were still on time. Words and phrases plus superb skills of rhyme. I take it straight to the brain to change my mind state. Relate to breaks from HBI takes. When I hear an old song that I know is the bomb, I get praise.
Future hip-hop is awesome. The future of Vancouver hip-hop, what's happening now, what's about to happen, and what's been kind of bubbling is going to change the face of Vancouver hip-hop. Sunreal is, he's not underrated. He's getting his due now. He's working with big pop producers, which is his goal, you know what I mean? Like, he's got big, big things. He's a songwriter. He's not just a rapper. Not to diss people that are just rappers. I love just rappers, you know what I mean? Hip-hop is an amazing platform to do anything in. You know, you can rap, sing, you can do whatever you want. You can do melodies now. Rap has changed so much more creative than it was in the era I grew up in where everyone would just rap. You had to just rap, 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 rap. Now dudes are doing melodies, they're doing songs. The production has gotten pretty advanced. It's really on the forefront of music, of technology, of breaking through all genres of music. So that's not me on the era that I grew up in. That's just me saying, like, nowadays it's a great evolution of music. It matches what's happening in the world, you know what I mean? If hip-hop stayed like stagnant and then the world became what it is now with all this technology and shit, we'd look like a bunch of fucking idiots. But it's advancing, like, it's leading kind of the advancement in music. You know, people on internet rappers and stuff, but man, the internet is the internet. That's what's up. Thank God. These young kids are like, yo, this is what I'm about. I'm going to be a star based on what I can do myself. I can do it all myself. I can make a beat in my phone. I can post it. I can do everything. Yeah, Sunreal's doing it. Matt Brevner will change everything. Snack the Ripper has been killing it. Mercules is out there doing his thing. Stevie Ross will change things. Shout out to So Loki. There's a lot of dudes. I wish I could name all of them. Seth K, and they're putting in work, and they're bubbling, you know what I mean? Doesn't come overnight. You know, if you give up after 5 years, then you don't deserve it. You start grassroots, man. You start grassroots. Unless you want to be a pop star, then just, you know, try to make a pop record. That's not any shade. That's just like, make a pop record. you're a hip-hop person who kind of aspires to maybe do pop stuff, start with the hip-hop stuff. Hip-hop, to me, is the ultimate form of expression. It appealed to me when I was young because it was wordy. I got information from it. It appealed to me melodically through the beats, not so much the rapping at the time. I just think this is the same. It's just kind of the same thing I think about b-boying. B-boying is all styles of dance smashed into a ball and then let out. You know what I mean? Ballet is the most refined form of dance, but b-boying is ballet smashed with every other type of dance and spit out onto the floor. You know what I mean? And like, you can just do whatever you want because you embody all the other genres of dance in you, whether you consciously or not. So it's like the unpure, like raw form of expression. And that's the same way I feel about hip-hop. It's like all genres of music smashed in a ball and then boom, spit out.
Yeah, we buy bottles of pop and then cake you like. We gon' ride around the city, I'm gon' make your night. Yeah, eat your cake, break you off a slice, take you for dinner, do not be polite. No, do not think twice, live within the present. Damn, mommy, your ass is too pleasant. And your mind abuses me, kinda using me, kinda using you, but nothing out there.
Eclectic, very much so. It's not like, can't be like, oh, that's a Canadian. Like, it's not like a down south sound or like, you know, back in the 90s, like that mid-90s LA G-funk sound. Like, there's not a specific sound. You know, Canada's a melting pot of all kinds of different cultures. That most definitely reflects the music.
And it can take any shape, form. Classical is the purest form, but you can put classical music in hip-hop. It's like the ultimate expression because there's very little rules. You know, in rock, you got your guitars, you got your band. You know, in hip-hop, to quote Chuck D, in hip-hop, Run DMC first showed a DJ could be a band. Stand on its own feet, get you at your seat. That's the ill quote right there. Chuck D is...
Yeah, this one was kind of like a setup. Can you describe hip-hop in four words? I guess, you know, the...
Hip-hop in four words. Hip-hop in four words. Okay, here we go.
The
hip-hop is the best, period. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Last year's winners for Best Rap Recording went into the studio with Chuck Lair, Cardinal Official, Thrust, and Checkmate, and probably came out with the longest name for any rap name band in history, ladies and gentlemen. But they've also come out with another nomination. Please welcome Rascals with Northern Touch.
When Saqib Ghuman started Vancity Waves, he wanted to share a sample of the voices who were there during this period in Vancouver hip-hop history, when Rascals were making international waves, but still going under-recognized in their own country. That story, the story of Northern Touch, has a relatively happy ending. In 1999, Rascals would win another Juno, this time for Northern Touch itself, and they were invited to play the televised part of the ceremony. It was a small token of appreciation for a posse cut that did so much to change the international perception of Canadian music and hip-hop coming out of Canada. But for other artists, and for Vancouver itself, the fight for recognition continues. This has been Vancity Waves, featuring interviews with Flipout and Jace Wynn. Interviews conducted and script by Saqib Ghuman. Production by CITR's production team. Here's Rascals.
Need to start this in, but steady. Reciting my lyrics up with my in their mouth. They swallow in. Talk about they need some oxygen. People need to know. Shot clear. They're moving no slow mo. Into like a gano. Carlo.
dollars in fists now. How you gonna feel when you see the six triple low wheels start to peel? Swap dog appeal, y'all know the deal. If you don't, ask my man why dog. He'll tell you the circle, ride the spot. Represents like my Northwest connects rascals. They make the cash flows indeed. Yo, I down the ghost like a big C. Puff the shot clear with the mouth colorful like the currency.
We no tourists, huh? Ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals checkmate, carter down the thrust. Shot clear coming down with that on the touch. Why you people wanna bang with us? Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals checkmate, carter down the thrust. Shot clear coming down with that on the touch.
I'm running with these villainous cats, sir. Fly to die, bruh, kicking at all about rapture. You heard a killer cats like this. Smooth dominating session. Like hoes get bucks, so when I'm flexing. Dillinger running up on ya, so what you thinking? I got rhymes like politicians, steady politicking. Stick a move, I don't age, yo, I improve. Then maximize my time like we fighting in the spotlight. Aight then, who wanna battle? You must be tripping. Whack, it should be served in ass whipping. We fortifying, get liable. Then expand cross-season overland. Got people in Jamaica, Trini in London, Australia. I bring the soul to the front like Mahalia. Curb style, we'll make a fuck wild. Cold flipping set trip, then I dip and that's it.
No stars, you know who we are. Notorious superstar. Yeah. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. I know you up in here to release your death. So I'm frontin' with the loot while others got the wealth.
Where are you?
I'm in the VI, undetected like a stealth. Girl, you out of shape, simply you out of figure. Can I zoom, zoom, lick a shot, you pull the trigger. Club scene, honey, I'll show you something much bigger. When it's said and done, you'll be like, ooh, that's my... Started from scratch, a baby blue eye figure. She's a gold digger, on to heel figure. Got you, she wanna swigger. We have an answer for them, cause we them much bigger. Thrust, I'm like an other style that you wanna represent. Present, in other words, I pay the rent. From the past to the present and the future. Whatever suits you, it's all the same. This kid's got game.
We notorious, huh? Ain't nobody can bang with us. Rascals, checkmate, cutting down the thrust. Shot clear, coming down with the northern touch. Yo, why you people wanna bang with us? Ain't nobody can hang with us. Rascals, checkmate, cutting down the thrust. Shot clear, coming down with the northern touch. The northern touch, baby. Yeah.
Additional thank yous go to Crimes and Treasons for providing Saguib with leads for the story, CRTC Radio Meters for partial funding of the documentary project. Here's a preview of the next and final installment of CITR Doc Season 2. It's from Lawrence Gatineau and Jim Main Guy. Please enjoy.
I'm a certain kind of a person. An Aboriginal original. And though some they treat me like a criminal, I've had my chances. Chances my type rarely get. Not to worry. Don't you feel sorry as others appoint their form of punishment to those just like me. Just like me. We're never the same. Our type is different. A mysterious sort. Yet we are a threat. Always have been and always will be. I'm Gennarji O'Sullivan, previously known as Cheryl D. Williams. I'm a part of the 60 Scoop. I'm a part of the foster care system, a product of the ministry, and I am also a residential school survivor and an intergenerational survivor. I am a radio producer. We've been exploring the residential school era, and now we are talking reconciliation, because that's where we're at.